Okay, Cha. I think
you're wrong there, little
right,
Cha.
Hello.
Oh, your leeks.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your leeks and bacon and mushroom. Oh, it sounds delicious. It was absolutely wonderful. Was it pleasurable for you too?
Thank goodness I am. Yes, it's been.
Yeah,
quite
we
got to
work on the cucumber. We got to work on the cucumber sandwiches.
Honestly, Ian, I've written you a note on the Google Snatcher.
We read it. It was a long time ago.
I'm just exhausted, Ian. I've been up all night.
Your voice is quivering. You got that shaky voice, Cha.
I'm exhausted.
But I'm going to stick to the rule. I want to apologize for greeting to something so trustingly without checking first, rather.
Yes.
And ending to you, please, could you tell your
friends one of these days you're going to find a child's corpse lying in her apartment. She died.
No, what's happening is she's got her feet under that desk, and she's split between two worlds. It's no wonder she's warped. Rather than in tears, please, could you tell your friends
I would
be happy to entertain them. Be happy to entertain them, but I'm too anxious to fit into Iondom and obey all of its rules. It's in a late stage, but this command is too much. It just shows me how out of sync I am and how out of my power. Well, you're not out of power because you're still here complaining about it, so that's pretty powerful right there. Staying up all night, ignoring my dog, out in the routine times, being able to walk, look after myself, exercise, follow routines. I hope you're agreeing firmly, child with a shocked face. But see, even still, though, darling, you're still right here doing it. Astoundingly, your dog isn't dead, your body is alive, everything is functioning, and it's like, wowie, kazowie, zowie. But see, the issue is that desk. Let's turn the desk around. Let's just turn the desk around so it maybe won't be so intriguing. Instead of draining you, it might pump you up.
What if they're vampires, Ion?
What about vampires?
Well, I don't want some strangers in my apartment. They might be vampires.
Well, so what if they are?
Well, I don't want to.
Darling, they're not going
to
bite you. They're not.
Clean
the
whole apartment. Clean all the silver and lay out cups and saucers and cucumber sandwiches. What a fuss!
Oh, that's wonderful.
It would take me hours and hours and hours. I just can't face it.
No, we should think. Well, then let's do it on Wednesday. Have high tea on Wednesday. That's Wednesday's a good day. You've recovered after white youth. It's all kind of good. It'll be nice.
I'll have been up all night on Tuesday night because it's
that's
what youth on Tuesday. And that finishes.
That's what we just said.
I know, but you're up from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock or whenever it stops in the morning. And then I'm absolutely exhausted.
Well, okay, then maybe Thursday,
I don't
within
have
Thursday's
any
market day. What? Well, there's your trouble right there. You've got to get some competent help. You can't be expected to put on a whole tea. My stars, who would serve? You're going
to
serve tea yourself? How ridiculous. How ridiculous.
Out.
You can't serve
it's so
your own
embarrassing
tea.
Having to argue with you of all people.
why do you have to be on the whole time? Why don't you go to sleep and listen to the archives?
Well, I'd like to, Dr. Carolyn.
Because
I would.
Bob says if you don't follow the rules, you don't get to speak to us. You don't get to talk to the IOM.
This is the
rule.
What a meanie.
It's
what a meanie.
Poke him in the eye. Poke him in the
I'm
eye.
In
give him a cucumber sandwich
zone.
And poke him in the eye. Poke him in the eye.
No,
I mean, I enjoy it, but not all night, you know. It's just too long.
Yeah, well, then you get a pass. You get a pass.
But you are
don't worry about that. For Pete's sakes, we're not trying to kill people just to listen. Bob makes these rules,
no,
and you either follow them or not.
He wants to see if you're going to die. Yeah, he's going to see if you will die or not. He doesn't want to kill you. He just wants to see if you will die or not. And you're doing really good. So here's the thing. You start off and you do the thing till you're tired. You go to sleep. You wake up. Everything is recorded. You just wake up and then you engage. Bob will never know. Hell, he's asleep half the time himself anyway. Nobody puts him on check. You can call him and say, you son of a bitch, you're standing there running the show sound asleep. Get your ass up. I got to stay up. You got to stay up. So napping. So There you go. And you're only doing this from a standpoint of your connection. Well, if you're connecting, there shouldn't be any trepidation regarding it. You see, the point of having a nice high tea is to enjoy it. And if you want to go out and have tea, go out and have tea. We're just trying to get you to eat, because you'll go days and days and days and won't eat a damn bite. We think that's ridiculous.
Well, it's very difficult to do yoga because you have to wait 4 hours after eating before you can attend a class.
Why?
You know, it's difficult fitting in. Because you can't stand on your head with food in your stomach.
Stop. Hold on. First of all, you don't have to go anywhere. And you don't have to stand on your head. Okay, you can, but you don't have to. You can just sit in a nice lounging and do inverted dogs all day. You can stretch and do a nice half lotus. You could do some of your stretches. You could just basically do the lowering of your chi with your hands going up and down. You don't have to do all those other specific things. Yoga has a million different things that you can do. We just want you to stretch and to be in a position where you have to eat and wait 4 hours. Good God, Bob. There is. Bob could never do anything. If he eats one meal a day, it starts early in the morning and ghostly falls out the next day.
Yes, so, Bob, yeah. I'm not Bob.
Relax. Relax all these rules. What's got you sideways is not us or the interaction. It's keeping up with all the damn rules. So ease up on the rules, darling, and it'll make it so much more pleasurable for you, because this whole thing of ascension is to bring you back into your power, not to take it away from you, not to wipe you out or segregate you, but you're able to do all this. You're pretty superhuman in and of itself. Now, if you're judging yourself from the little man's position, then yes, you're doomed. Don't worry, it'll be over for you soon, but you're not. How fabulous is it for you? Look at this. Look at this. You're here. Mm-hmm. You're in it. You're winning. You're there and still able to complain and bitch about all the marvelous, fabulous things that you can do. We think it's wonderful. Meanwhile, she's sitting guard all the time to keep the damn werewolves, the vampires, the lamp buyers out of the flat. And she's trying to go post up at the elevator to make sure, honey, let them do what they do. Lay a line of brick dust at the front door and you'll never have another vampire. Then you don't have any. Then you have no more vampires. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can cross that threshold. That's old hoodoo. So now you can sleep like a little baby. That means you wake up every 2 hours and want a titty in your mouth.
A what?
That's the way babies, they say, I slept like a baby.
Yes.
Babies wake up every 2 hours hungry. They want some breast milk. So you sleep like a baby. You wake up every 2 hours and want nutrition.
I
could never eat that way. I could never eat every 2 hours. Bob just eats all the time. So now this, the heatness of the fire, it, sometimes in your tiredness or in what you call your exasperated state, that sometimes is the only way we can get your attention. Sometimes you're being so meditative. Well, you better know it and just hang on, honey. We're just getting started good. It's getting fun because what happens is you know too much. You've been exposed too much. You've figured out too much. And it's a disservice to you. We're saying get rid of all that icky, icky crap and get on with the good stuff. It's your kingdom. It's your realm. Queen Victoria was famous for running around saying, "Not in my realm." And then it was not. Bam. There was no more discussion about it. There wasn't any more chit-chat. There wasn't no ticky-tacky. There was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You run it. You drive it. You say it. When you go to the market, what you want should be there, period.
It is. Everything works like clockwork.
Then like a clockwork mouse, you shouldn't have to feed it cheese. Does that help a little bit, darling?
Yes, I'm sorry to be so untrusting.
Don't be sorry. Sorry didn't do it. You did. Sorry didn't do it. You did.
Yes.
And that's beautiful because, look, the whole point of this is to come into your power.
Yes.
It's fun. Embrace it. Make it be the benefit that works out good for you. Don't make it be the penalty that all men must pay. Make it be the deliciousness that is the benefit of doing this. The whole point of being a god is that you get to say how it goes. You can blow Bob up. That'd be fun. Come back when I'm not tired, Bob.
I wouldn't dream of blowing anybody up or smiting them or hurting them.
Well, you certainly can if you like.
I've known it all my life, Ion, that I'm extremely strong. And that's why a lot of people find me very weak, because it's like dealing with
people with my hands tied behind my back.
Because
you're a lot of things. You're the only person that knows. Yeah,
you better know. But that's why I'm at a disadvantage, because I hold back.
Who else?
I would never be rude to anyone or hurt them.
Who else could bind all of the fifth element right there in your fifth floor of your pentad flat? Who else could hold that together?
Well, I've had a lot of help, I imagine, if this is hardest.
You're not really good at that, are you, allowing people to help? You don't even have any help.
No.
You ran off all the help. You don't even have
attendance. Well, because I'm too kind to them, and they take advantage of me.
Well, then you need to get somebody to manage the manager.
Yes.
Don't be kind. Clean the floor, scrub it, polish the silver. You shouldn't be polishing silver, for Pete's sake. That's what help is for.
Yes.
Talk to the Carolyn. She'll show you how to get the right maid crew in there. You can't have them. Those are special maids. They're cleared. You can't have her. She'd fly them over there for you and all that stuff, because she's that kind of girl. But don't do it, because they're cleared and vetted. You can't have those. You've got to get your own. You're powerful enough to get your help, just to do the heavy housework and stuff, you know. And who else is going to do the linens and stuff? So, you need at least a chambermaid, because how do you get dressed for bed? Who dresses you for bed, for Pete's sake? That's ridiculous. You need a cook. You need a valet. You need someone to do the linens. You need someone to do the linens. And then you need someone to just do a butler to do all the outside stuff. You know, who brings the car around? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I just go on public transport.
Lords, no wonder you're wore out. No wonder you're tired. Good gracious. We're sorry. You're making us sad, too. It's so sad. Not having any help. Who makes the breakfast? Who makes the toast points? How can you enjoy a good cup of tea if you have to make it yourself? That's ridiculous. That's horrible. And the little toddy, who makes the little toddy? It's just so sad. It's just making us so worried. The only person I do have is a dog walker who helps me with the dog sometimes.
My stars,
it's just so sad.
But Ian, could you talk to me about Sardis? Because you mentioned that I'm on level 5 in Sardis. In this apartment.
Yes.
In the Walt Kelly commentary, it said, too often when we encounter no spiritual adversaries, it is because we are the enemy. The only enemy named at Sardis is the angel to whom the message is addressed.
That's correct. That's the dead church. It's the dead church.
It means that you're dead and you're spiritually dead.
No, stop. No, it doesn't. The letter to the Church of Sardis is trying to let you know that you're dealing with the dead. They weren't dead. They appeared to be alive, but they had the reputation of being alive, but they were really dead. Spiritually and vibrantly, they were as dead as a sack of hammers. Okay? So we're talking about Revelation 3, 1 through 6.
Yes.
That's the Sardis. Now, what you're on the fifth level, because of the low T, you're feeling that underbelly of the beast a little bit, and we get that, and you do draw them, and you are dealing with them, and it does take a lot of your power and energy, and stop arguing for your limitations, and come into your power. Time to come into your power, darling. We adore you. We appreciate you, but enough. Come into your power. That's what this is about. You will be slain if you don't. So it's time for you to come on up into your power, and what that means is you don't hold back quite so much. You can have opinions and directions and conditions, and you can stretch and pitch and yaw and do everything. It's 14 degrees of freedom of movement that you can engage very happily. Stop all these rules and regulations, okay? Don't make your world or your life so hard that you can't sustain your life that's so hard. Soften it up a little bit. Put the butter out on the counter. It'll soften a little bit. Then it'll smear easy. Otherwise, you tear up a perfectly good croissant with frozen butter. Who eats frozen butter? Well, the point then becomes, be easy about it. There's varying degrees of all of this. Enjoy it. That's what you have to do. Your power is flowing through you completely esoterically anyway. You've set every motion. We've protected every layer of you all the way through so to let you basically do any crazy thing you want to do, and you're still noticing what you are not able to do, not what you are able to do. So we appreciate it very much, and, you know, suck it up. Let's go. Vamanos. Vamanos. It's time. You're doing great.
Do I have to prove that I can maintain white clothing?
You are. You are. You do already.
Okay.
Hold on. Your rules. Hold on. Look at what you're saying. Those are your damn rules. And you already do them. If everything is in stick and spot perfect all the time, you have a cow until it is. And there's no one to judge it but you.
Mm-hmm.
We're impressed. Okay. But... don't even fret about all that. Start enjoying it. Why can't you just sleep a day? Take 24 hours and just sleep one 24-hour day to get you. Well, it would be lovely. Well, then just do that. That's fine. Mm. No problem. We can help. We can help. You want to make a whole day where you're resting? That's fine. Bob only sleeps a couple of hours a day, maybe. Well, except for he uses the weekend payday to catch up on his sleeping. He gets a lot of rest standing up. Don't go to sleep. It's a lot rest, very restful, very relaxing
Saturday,
for Bob.
Next Saturday would be ideal. I'm quite busy all week. So next Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's good. But now next Saturday, though, is the State of the Union address. You might want to be here for that. It's going to be a bowl brummer.
Wow.
You might better sleep on Friday. Sleep all day Friday so that you're all rested because it's the State of the Union. Bob and Jake Trapper have been working on it all week. It's going to be so wonderful. Poor Jake Trapper. We're going to miss him. He's just such a little thingy thing there. It's going to be great. But anyway, back to Sardis and dealing with the vampires and the devils and the angels and the problems and the imps and the nymphs and the gnomes and the fairies and the ogres and all those other werewolves. Don't forget the werewolves. And don't forget, and there's the immortals that are trying to chop the heads off of God so they can take their power. Blah, blah, blah. And then there's those, David Icke has the Lemurians. Remember the lizard people that lick you to death? Oh, that sounds so wonderful, having them lick on you a little bit. You might try those lizard people, You might find that. You might find it pleasurable being a god and all. It might be fun. You can't ever tell. We're just saying you ought to be able to engage with everything and anything you want.
Yes.
There are no limitations at the point. And so adjust it as you want to. And if it's overwhelming, we're not saying to slam on the brakes. We're saying ease off the gas.
Well,
take a nap. Relax. Chill. You're fine.
A worse thing would be to climb up the outside of a building to the top or to climb up a mountain. But what I did want to ask you, Ian, while I've got the chance, is I have this idea that when we're born, it's like a reel of film that's inserted into a human body.
Well, you're not born. You're not born.
Exactly.
There's the problem.
This is what I was going to ask you. If we are like frames in a movie with the intervals between each frame, so you could, the time, using the quark methodology, you could freeze the frame of a film to focus on it, and a swap could be managed or handled during the transition.
You do that all the time. You do that 100 times a day now. You do that already now. Sure, that's why you're so tired. You're expending a lot of energy trying to be energetic, but you're quenching things always. Every time you turn around, you'll stop time. How are you able to get things as perfect as you have them? It would take forever to do the crap you do. Well, the reason it is because you stop all of time while you have the ability to complete the task. That's why you're tired. Don't you think we didn't? You saw us crying a river. We don't give a shit. We know
no.
very well what you're doing. We're happy as we can be. Because now, guess what? You're doing the very thing, the only thing you could ever do anyway, is starting to come into your place of power. It's fabulous. We are delighted. It's a marvelous day for you. Because now you have the revelation to know that that's what you're doing. So now you can ease off of that a little bit, and it'll stop draining your energy. It's like, do you know what a hologram is?
On a car.
No, it's like a hologram. It's like a hologram. Do you know what a hologram is?
Yes, I do.
Do you realize how much energy it takes to sustain a holographic image?
Well, I imagine we are all holographic images, including the planet.
No, we aren't describing it for everyone else. We are referring to the superfluous you, which is the first superfluous conversation that we are addressing.
Okay. We got
Thank
to end
you.
Up.
Thank
Very
you,
good job.
Thank you.
You got the message. You didn't plan
Did
on
you get
getting
the message?
Message?
Did you get it?
Yes, you got the
you
right
got the message.
Message.
Listen to it again, and then know that you're spending a tremendous amount of energy sustaining your hologram. And so to get you a better or an easier redneck holodeck that will allow you to have rest in yin and yang in a world where you have no limitation. So good for you.
Fantastic. Thank you for your
okay,
patience.
Good.
We got you, darling. We're not even a doctor, and we owe doctor on you, honey. We love playing doctor with you, Cha.
Oh,
all right. Very good, Cha. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, good. So we'll bring in, who's in Lancaster?
61, that was pretty good, Bob. How was that?
Yeah,
was
that
all
good.
Right? Were we speaking too fast? Were we talking
yeah,
too
no,
fast?
Yeah, that was
we
good. That was good. Hey, it was fucking good. Okay, next person.
Oh, okay, 61. Good. We like that.
Hello?
This
is Martin.
What's your name? Okay, you want to talk to Ion?
Yeah, let's talk to Ion. I can talk to Ion.
you have the time of day to do it.
Well, if I have to, we will if we have to. We will. We will if we have to. You're making it.
Great
you're
start,
make
Bert.
It. You're
Great
think.
Start.
You're gonna penalize us. Well, if we're gonna be penalized, yeah, we might as well do the non-physical thing for a little bit, but only for a little bit till the energy peters out, and then we'll have to do something else. But yeah,
all right, I'll keep it up.
Ooh,
so
wee,
I got my cup. Thank you.
Yeah, you like it?
I like it. Yeah, I like the cup. It's
yeah,
awesome.
There you go. That's yeah. swinging, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We told you.
So, yeah,
you would. But why didn't you believe us when we first told you, though?
Because I wanted it too fast, and I had to wait.
Oh, okay. That happens sometimes. Well, no, your distance, but you didn't have to wait, but the distance between you was greater than the distance that you could see. So it separated you from that place. So, okay, we'll do that. And it didn't hurt really that badly. So you're okay. Nobody hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You going to tell everybody what you're referring to, or are you going to keep them in the dark?
Oh, okay. It's the RNA reset cup.
Yeah.
The bottle that.
Yeah.
Jenny
the shaky cup. The shaky cup because he wanted it before, and there wasn't one. And then because of his creation, he got a cup because he meant that he had to have a cup. But it was the great travail of all of creation. Much energy had to be put into the making, the creation, the making, make sure it's the right kind of plastic, that the RNA drops weren't going to melt the plastic cup, the shaker ball was going to hold up, that it wasn't going to blow things up. great, vast sums of money were spent to make sure that the research and development company made sure that it was all covered and protected, and then lawsuits were filed to make sure that if the people who produced it, if they messed up or didn't hold the certain standards, that they were responsible for it, and that the gods that were in drinking out of this cup, it wouldn't have a long-term effect if they used too hot a water, that it would hit the plastic and leak and bring radiation from the cows or the milk or the whey or the little lady who swallowed the fly. We don't know why she swallowed the fly. That came through, that this went through all that just so you could have a fucking cup. Isn't that nice? What a marvelous creator you are.
And Ion and Martin, you know what Michael in South Africa said? He's using his cup as his sea salted Remag and Remite water bottle. So we didn't think of it. I didn't think of it for that. I just thought we'd shake up the restructure, but people can. I think Ginny's going to put up bottles for sale soon because people love them. So you can get a couple bottles for your water and for your restructuring.
That's not against the rules, though, to put the salt in it, though, right? It's okay to do that?
No, we've done all, you know, we've gone through the lawsuits. We've done the trademarking for water with salt and everything.
Good.
With plastic.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, we wanted to make sure, because that's the thing. See, you have no idea what your little ridiculous little creations that you come up with cause the team here at Club Dean to have to go through. It's terrible. Or good.
Well, I would like
good.
To say thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah,
thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
No, Bob don't do nothing. You don't have to thank Bob. Bob don't do nothing. It's okay. That's what Bob does best, is he don't do nothing. We adore that about Bob. He's our favorite not-doer. He's our non-activist person. He takes care of all the non-activist things that have to be done. It's good, though.
Yeah, so he talks a lot. That's what he does do.
Yeah, there
he
you go.
He does talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I put the sea salt in the Remag. The only thing I'm still kind of curious because I put the recalcium in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the recalcium's like taking the little blue shaker. I don't know if it's – I'm seeing like little blue – I don't know if it's I don't know, what is
no,
it?
That's the
what
mineral. That's the mineral. That's the mineral. The mineral in solution.
Well, you don't need the little blue thing at the bottom. Take that out. You don't need that if you're just using it for water, Martin. Right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
do you like
what
playing
I was doing,
with
was...
it?
No, because I had the my restructure in there, and then I would just fill it so that way I had whatever was left from the restructure, and then I would just put a little bit of recalcium in my Remag.
Oh, right. So, yeah, like Ion says, what you've got then is just the little eye cell, so little leftover little tiny bits of white eye cell. So it's not the minerals. It's the eye cell, but then the next restructure order that we're getting we're getting them to grind down the restructure powder even finer, so
ooh,
you're not gonna.
Y'all better look out! Y'all better look out! The Carolyn, the Carolyn's on the move again. This is gonna be good. You're gonna like it. It's just amazing.
Yeah, because I'm noticing personally, I'm feeling more denser, like.
Tell us.
I never looked in the mirror before at myself like that, and I was like, whoa, like my chest. I've never gotten my chest to actually just build up, and I'm not doing nothing. I'm not really doing nothing, and it's just starting to fill out, and I'm like, whoa, I'm not doing anything except taking restructure, and I'm impressed. It's pretty good, and my arms are starting to just, you know, thicken up a little bit too. So, yeah, it's really good. Really good.
You're scaring Bob.
Yeah, Bob thinks that Ion's going to go into a Bert rant about bodies. So, Bob, you better stop cleaning up in the kitchen and get over here.
Yeah. Wash them hands, though. Wash them hands, whatever you do.
He keeps the kitchen so clean and spotless. It's awesome.
Well, that's because
I don't
at
have
any
to
given
lift
time.
A finger.
And that's because at any given time he eats off the floor. That's why, because he'll eat right if something falls. He can just pick it right up and eat it because he knows it's clean. There's no worries there. It's very, 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 no, really, it's clean. You even have to wash when you go in there. It's great. We like that part.
Good work, Jeff, Bob.
Yeah, Bob's a worker.
Okay.
Just because he can't stand it otherwise. So.
Thanks, Martin. Okay, Martin, is that it?
You're welcome.
You got any particular questions? Can we move on? What?
I do have one particular question about the Renew.
Okay.
Maybe Carolyn can answer, or even I don't know. I was putting it on the Ming Men, right? Because I have like this skin tag right there, and I've been keep on putting it, and it hasn't fallen off yet. But I noticed that section right there, just putting that the Renew on there. Wow, like it's like it wakes me up. So I was wondering if there's any other places that I could put the Renew, or if there's anything I need to consider about it.
Well, you can put it anywhere.
Belly button.
Yeah,
belly
but
button.
Let me just say, though, Ian, to catch people up, Ming Men, that's like an acupuncture area. It's above the adrenal glands, lower back. So, yeah, it's going to feed right into the adrenals and help it. But, yeah, Ian talks about belly button. We have some parents putting it on the back of the neck of their kids, affecting the spinal cord and the brain. So you just think about where you want it to be and put it there. It's, you know, it's up to you.
But don't put it on your TT, for goodness sake. That'll really keep you up at night. You better know that. You won't ever get no rest. You better know it. Mm-mm.
Already did that.
Oh. Well, that's why he's giggling. That's why he's giggling, because you already know, huh? Yeah, it shows
you.
It gets you right on the money. Yep.
Okay, I'll let someone else go because I know we're counting down. So, thank you.
Oh, it's a countdown. Oh yeah, hurry up, Bob. Get all those people. You can't play no music.
Hey, tomorrow's President's Day. I wonder if they're going to acknowledge Trump President Day, or if he's still just running for election.
He's running. He's already started his next campaign for the next team. He's starting his next term. He's through with this term. He's moved on to the next term. He's starting.
He's done enough in 1 month for the whole 4 years.
Okay,
basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's try for Sherry McKenzie, maybe. Is this Sherry?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Sherry's Berries. It's Sherry's Berries.
Wow, this has been a lot of information in the last couple hours here. I love the rants.
We had to work hard so Akito can earn his living. See, Akito records all the rants, so if we don't do rants, he's out of a job, so we have to do that. We don't mind, though. We do anything for Akito.
Well, thank you. That has been fun. And it kind of falls right into what I wanted to ask about, and that has to do with the star alignment that you're talking about. So when you talk about the closing of the womb, does that connect to the gut being empty?
Well, it's the outcome of it. It's the outcome of it, yeah.
Okay, so
but see, it's all closed, and yeah, but there is no time, so it all happened already, if it did. So if it all happened already, so you're just catching up to your knowing that is known across the other gods that are worshipped. And so that's the whole rub of why you can't figure out why it is or isn't. Or we ask and then we're not, and it's almost closed, and it's sort of closed, and it's coming closed, and it's done, it's over, and now it's true, now it's passed through, and then it's obsessed, and it's retrieved, and it's buried in a peat bog, and it comes back, and then you don't know what it is. Then you find out that coffee don't fax worth a damn, and there you go.
Did Trump position his timing as president for this alignment?
He most assuredly did. Well, actually, he's not that smart. However, Bob is. Bob did this.
Wow. Good job, Bob.
Yeah, we're sorry about it, too. And it hurt. It hurt a little bit. It hurt a little bit. But, you know, it's Bob. What you going to do?
Okay. Here's another dot that I'm thinking might connect. And that is that President Trump has made it clear where he stands regarding Roe versus Wade, and there's talk of overturning that. Does that also tie into the closing of the womb? Maybe.
Yes, it does. Yes, yeah. It does. Because
yeah.
We have no problem with anybody choosing. If you're a god, you should be able to make whatever choice you make. But if you're not a god, then it should be left to your family unit to make that
right.
choice.
So,
if it's a family unit choice, then that's fine. But if you're a god, then you're going to control that anyway. So there's no discussion,
right.
You see?
So
either way, it softens it. It just takes it out of the hands of the little man, mostly.
Oh, okay. So why is that so important to him, and why is it so important to the Democrats?
Not really.
Even imagine.
Well, it's their death. It's their death without control. If they don't, it's like Catholics. If there's not little Catholics running around, there's no reason for a papacy. It's a pull. It's a yin yang pull, push pull.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like they promote it, they encourage it, and I've always wondered what they have to gain from abortions. They seem to really...
Well, it's like going to Planned Parenthood. You can't get any Planned Parenthood. All you can get Planned Parenthood is an abortion. They ought to
right.
call it an abortion clinic, and yet the taxpayer money is paying for it, even whether you like it or not. And that's all because of some Roe versus Wade insignificant decision that says you should be able to work out your details for yourself.
Right.
Which is not even appropriate. It doesn't even apply. And if you really look at the canticles of the actual law of how it's written, it really doesn't even say that, really, really, really. But yet, that's what everybody argues, that is the limitation for every limitation that ever was regarding that position. So... it doesn't, like I say, it doesn't even really apply to that. But that's what they're arguing it for, or to. For or to.
I can't even imagine how, I mean, the Democrats right now, it seems like they're just losing their minds over a lot of things he's doing.
Well, I tell you, they're really having a cow over everything.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even hardly imagine. Will that be overturned?
Computer says yes.
You know, what I see happening, I mean, I believe that people, women should be able to choose, but
right.
what happens and what I used to see is people would use abortion as birth control. They wouldn't take the pill. They wouldn't use condoms. They wouldn't do any form of birth control, but if they got pregnant, they'd have an abortion. And to me, that's, well, it's inappropriate whether or not they can afford it, but like Ion's saying, when it's a taxable item and we're paying for it when we don't necessarily agree. Like personally, I don't think I would ever have had an abortion if I'd gotten pregnant. I just don't, you know, I don't believe in them, but I would support someone who wanted an abortion or wanted to keep a child. Same with welfare. Welfare got to the point where the ruling was, if you've got a man living in the house who should be working and supporting the family, then you can't get welfare. So what happened? Anybody who wanted to be on welfare would just be a single mom and have a whole passel of kids and be on welfare, and that just decimated the family. So all these
called entitlement
rules just ruined everything. So people just
you can't be a god.
Anything.
You can't be a god because the government's going to be your god, and that's what the Democrats are saying. But meanwhile, we're interrupting, sorry, Carolyn, but just to adding the caveat of why this is a big deal, because she's right. Carolyn's saying, why would anybody care? And here's why they care. The Democrats want the government to be your god. Donald Trump is going to make you be your own god. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this depends on everything. This depends on everything. Good.
Well, the list maybe it was Roe versus Wade. Listen.
Lockdown. This is Lockdown Bob
Wade.
Lockdown
no,
Bob
but the
Rule.
This, do you mean the decision about Roe versus Wade is pivotal to this question about
yes. Well,
are you a god
yes.
or are you... Yeah,
right.
Right, right. Well, and then yes. are you a Democrat living in Canada or are you a Republican living in the United States? You'll think it's coming, y'all, just so you know. There's nothing you can do about it.
With the womb closing, is that literally, is that literal in a sense eventually with
yeah.
women?
And, yeah.
Okay, so babies yeah. won't be born anymore?
Once you start coming into your power and the humans stop leaving, yes, there's no room. There's no room.
Right. So
you keep yeah. increasing. Your planetation, your planet has already increased its population exponentially because you haven't ascended. But when you ascend and you stop production, you don't have to produce. So it's controlled.
Right.
But you're going to have a major die-off. They're going to thin it back. Don't worry. We're going to keep the good ones and thin back all the rest of it. It'll be okay.
Hey, Ion, will there be a lot of Canadians dying when Canada is invaded? They'll die of shock?
Shock therapy is good. We thought about shock therapy. Yeah, it would
yeah,
be
but will a lot of Canadians die when Canada
oh, yeah.
is invaded?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Well, when you keep looking for the answer, and it kind of like it can't come, can't work, can't be, blah, 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 and then you go off for just a little while, and it becomes the Occam's razor kicks in. And so many times that applies to the point
right.
that Occam's razor says, well, yeah, it is the most logical progression. Oh, yeah, that is why that
right.
matters. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then all
right.
of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, okay, I go with that. Good. Like Carolyn explained
right.
it so thoroughly, people are vicariously cutting their heads off right now. And all Carolyn did is explain, just in simple words, that everybody can understand the whole details of what was going on, what happened, and what's it about, and what it's for. Boom. She
right.
explained it. It's clear for everybody. No problem. But yet,
what did
still
she explain? What did Carolyn explain?
Carolyn explained the dogmatic position between entitlements and the government.
Oh, a few minutes ago. Okay, a few minutes ago.
I think I was just looking for validation for the dot, dot, dot.
And I am saying that everybody freaked out because what Carolyn said irritated a lot of people. Is that what you just said, Ion?
Yeah, they tore up. Yeah, they tore up. They still tore up. They fucked up. The colored people can't even understand that the AACP don't apply to them anymore. And the national black Caucasians, they want to meet with President Trump, and they said he won't meet with them. And so he got the lady from the BBC or the woman from the newspaper says, do you know she happened to be a colored too? Said, do you know the colored people? Yes, I know the colored people. Well, I'd love to meet with them. Please have them come by the White House. I'll be glad to meet them just like Abraham Lincoln. We let colored people in the White House. And so come on in and it's no problem. And everybody was stunned. Well, that's not her job to work out the problems of the colored people, even though she's colored. That's not her position. She shouldn't be in charge of the colored people. Why does she get to say what the colored people get to go to the White House or not? Who does he think he is? He don't run nothing. These colored people have been running the colored things all their lives. Well, they're not really colored. They don't know. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, nobody gives a fuck about any of that bullshit.
And they wanted,
at all.
They wanted Trump to say, I'll have my people call your people. Instead
right.
of just saying,
instead, well, he said, hey, come on down. Come on, call. You don't have to call. Just show up. Tell them that Donald J. Trump said it was okay for you to come by and have a visit. All colored people, just come on by. We'll talk. It'll be great. That's not what happened with the Obama Nation. That was a different conversation, you see. So this is pretty good. I'm sorry there wasn't more content this week, you all, but maybe we'll do better. Bob's going to work with us this week. Maybe we'll
yeah,
have
we got to get
higher
provide some more content. All these silly rants with historical sweeping
true.
Vistas.
Silly. No,
hey,
damn
Sherry, are you the fire engine person? You used to hang around the fire engine?
No, I'm not. Joe's sister.
That's Joe's the other sister. Sherry.
Yes.
This is Sherry's berries.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sherry. We're going to move on to get someone else in here before the show ends.
All right, thanks.
All right, Sherry.
Be happy.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Is this Mark's number, 619?
Yes. Hi, Bob. Hi.
Okay.
How soon we forget. So, hey.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Yeah. Ion, in Trump's inauguration speech, he made the statement that we stand ready to unlock the mysteries of disease. Was he referring to the completement formulas?
No, he was referring to Dr. Carolyn Dean's research with RNA, for which her documents are prepared, and they've been examined, and she's got it.
Okay, so it was reference to Bob and Dr. Carolyn's products.
No, her information on RNA and how it affects the cells.
Okay, information. Okay, the second part here is he also mentioned in the same paragraph that he stands ready to unlock the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow, or to harness the energies, industries, and technologies. Now, harness is easily translated to utilize, which means he's not creating, but they already exist. Is there going to be quite a few technologies that have been hidden from us that get released?
We can't talk about that because the Karen will put us back in the box if we say too much. And we don't like it there. It's very dark. It's very dark. And there's no light. And we can't get out. And it's not nice. And we don't like it there. So we're going to do what we're supposed to do the way we're supposed to. So she doesn't put us back in the little box.
Back in August, I talked to you about a coup taking place. And, you know, I had the picture of General Dunsford in the Treasury Department. And I asked you if there was a coup taking place. And you said, yes, since Dobbstown. Can you put a time frame to Dobbstown?
Nope, it's forever. It's everything up to the Ottoman Empire.
So it goes way back. It has obviously been, based on your answer, it doesn't have anything to do with the plane crash in 1995 in Alabama where a bevy of generals and admirals.
No. That was Project Paperclip. We Bob knows all about that. That's old school.
Okay,
but so, you're doing
good. In the Bible, it says there is nothing that is hidden that won't be uncovered. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of information revealed to the public over the next years, isn't there?
Well, we question your public. We're telling a lot of people. We're not telling the whole wide world, but we're telling you.
Okay.
So, yeah,
well,
so far so good.
I was talking about maybe coming through the administration rather than through you and Bob and Carolyn.
So we're doing it. We're not doing it through the administration.
No. In parallel with what you're doing and Ion's doing, the administration would be revealing things, such as all the...
Not in my world. Not in my world, Mark. No, they won't be revealing nothing. They don't even know how to understand it. The Project Paperclip Nazis been trying to do shit for 50, 70 years. They got nowhere. Got a couple of tin cans that fly around. That's about it.
Hey, in the past couple of weeks, I saw that about 1,000 people were arrested for child trafficking. And 474 in California, and then over 500 in 14 other states. So was this underway before Trump, or is this things that he's initiating, coordinating?
Sorry, Bill. Start the music, Bill. Forgot. Sorry to not tell you.
Okay. Got an answer, Ryan?
I don't know. Right,
okay. Okay, thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks for the gossip after.